Hello and welcome to Wikipedia Podden. This is a special episode in English from Wikimania 2019. During the conference, we're making special episodes, interviews with Wikimania attendees to see what they think about Wikimania, what's happening, and what might happen afterwards. Please tune in and listen to our special episodes.
This is Wikipedia Podden. This is Jan Einerli. We're in the basement of the Nordic Museum. I'm here with the Executive Director of Wikimedia Foundation, Catherine Marr. Hello, Catherine.
Hey, it is wonderful to be with you and your listeners.
So, Wikimania is just over. This is the closing ceremony. What are your still fresh impressions of this?
I was just thinking it has gone so fast, this Wikimania, and trying to understand why that is. The only thing that I can think of is we have so much going on that it feels like there's almost too much to follow. So in the old days, I felt like I knew everyone and there was sort of a defined set of issues that Wikimedia was working on. And now I feel like the community is so big and so diverse and so broad, and newcomers and the various topics that we're talking about across such a range of issues, it's almost as though you just sort of can't keep up, and that might mean that I think for me that's why it feels like it's just sort of whooshed right by.
Yeah,
in a good way, yeah.
And something very special this year was the number of tracks that was parallel. Did you manage to find a way to navigate through all the things that you wanted?
Yeah, I did actually. I felt as though the number of tracks it worked in a way that I didn't expect, because no matter what was going on, there was something that someone you could care about. And so I felt as though it was a very, it looked overwhelming, and at times you'd missed things that you were excited about, and that was a bit of a bummer. But the reality is that people were working on interesting things everywhere you looked, and so you could just walk from one room to another and discover something new that you hadn't learned. So it was a lot, but it was a good a lot. I think that if you only have two tracks or three tracks, it doesn't always capture everyone's attention in the same way.
And the theme this year was Stronger Together, Free Knowledge, and the Global Goals. How did you see that that was reflected in the things that you managed to participate in?
So it was a wide range of different topics, obviously. I had the opportunity to go to a few on gender equity that I thought were really interesting. Cultural diversity that I thought also found very interesting. For me, the focus on the ecology and the environment, there were a number of sessions that talked about that, and I have been wondering what we as the Wikimedia movement can do, given honestly the crisis that we face. We are a movement that cares very deeply about the state of the world, I think, but all the knowledge in the world, in a world that is in dire physical condition, is only so helpful. And so what can we do to help not just create the knowledge world that we wish to see, but also the world that we wish to see? So that I found very interesting. I thought that I really liked the concept of the Sustainable Development Goals, in large part because our mission is very much about, as I said, improving the state of the world. The Sustainable Development Goals are about improving the state of the world. It feels like a very aligned set of aspirational, multi-stakeholder, international cooperation across countries, cultures, identities, experiences. That feels very Wikimedia.
And in your closing speech, you said that we could not fit in all these boxes that were on stage. How do you think that this movement could tackle the goals further on?
Yeah. So the reason I said that about not fitting in any one box is because I think that in the past, for me, I had looked at the Sustainable Development Goals and thought, well, I guess we're goal four about education, and education's a great goal, absolutely, really important. But Wikipedia is not always in education in every place on the planet, and so it's sort of in lifelong learning, which is part of Goal 4, but it didn't feel sufficient. It didn't feel aligned with our aspirations. And so coming into this, recognizing that part of what I think Wikimedia can do is we may not directly be able to advance, for example, the facilitation of life on land. That's one of the goals. But we can offer information about all of the different topics that the goals touch on. So we can talk about the physics of what it takes to build and sustain renewable energy. We can offer insight into the full ecosystem of life underwater. We offer perspectives on law and politics and governance for peace, security, and justice. So I think that there is a foundational role that Wikimedia can play in the underpinnings of the information that we need to tackle our greatest challenges. Because you can't take on a difficult issue if you don't understand the difficult issue. And so I think that's something Wikipedia can do, and not just in a way that gives information, but also is a model for which we actually come to consensus on how we understand the problem itself. I think that's quite powerful.
It is quite powerful. Going from this large overview to something more perhaps individual or personal, what are something small or big that you take home from this Wikimania? Maybe a project you didn't hear about, or a person you didn't meet, or something. What you'll think about on the trip way home that you want to do?
I'll probably take home a cold, because I usually get sick on my way out. The Wiki flu happens for everyone. I was struck by I mentioned this earlier, but the diversity of this Wikimania's attendees. Just the sheer range of countries, nationalities, languages that were spoken. And that was personally something that I felt very, very positively about. For me, Wikimania is honestly all about interpersonal connections. I like knowing what volunteers are thinking about. I like understanding what their challenges are. So it's many small stories that help me understand, or I hope will help me understand better how to serve the movement, because that's ultimately my role. And that could be a Wikipedian from Turkey who's telling me about, we really just need more information about what's happening. And even if nothing's happening, just a check-in once a week would be great. That helps to hear that sort of thing. And on, the flip side of things, it's somebody working on Wikidata saying it's good when we talk about Wikidata as part of the Wikimedia ecosystem very explicitly, because it helps Wikidatans know that their work is valued, and by knowing that their work is valued, that encourages people to participate and collaborate. So, I think personally, every Wikimania is different, and often the themes of the Wikimania inform the future of our work. So, I've seen how the knowledge gap theme in Cape Town has really informed efforts to address the knowledge gap. I hope that the sustainability conversation will really inform our commitments on these issues. I will say one more thing, which is that to see an auditorium of 500 or 800 Wikimedians today stand up literally to their feet and clap and applaud at the notion of a Wikimedia without harassment is probably one of the more powerful things I've seen in a long time, and that will probably be the memory that I take the furthest from this Wikimania, because I said on stage in response to that, I was taken aback, I thought it was wonderful, I wasn't expecting that response. I said on stage that this is why you all here are movement leaders, and I really truly believe that with leaders like this in the movement, we have a great future ahead of us.
That was a powerful moment. I just want to follow up on something you said there, that every Wikimania is different, and I just want to ask you, how do you feel this one was different from the others? Because you have been to quite a few now.
I know.
Yeah. So what do you think this sets apart from the others?
Yeah. Six Wikimanias. How did that even happen? Time flies. So, as I said, the diversity, the breadth of the program, Those were both new. I mean, always, of course, the place that you have the Wikimania influences it. So the experience of Wikimania in Sweden is different than an experience of Wikimania in Mexico, and in very positive ways. They both compare very positively to each other. They're just different. I think for me, what I will take away from this is I very much felt as though this is an extremely open Wikimania, a Wikimania very focused on hosting. And every Wikimania feels like it's focused on hosting. I mean, in South Africa last year, people were so excited to welcome us to South Africa and show us South Africa. This felt like Sweden felt like a place that was very comfortable with what the Swedish community can offer to the movement. It's, you know, relatively speaking, Sweden is a smaller language by number of speakers. And so it wasn't so much the centrality of Swedish Wikipedia. It was really about what can we do as a convening community to bring you together to do things. And I think that might be a little bit of the difference. Wikimania in Mexico, which was one of my favorite Wikimanias, was really just very deeply about, for me, about learning about Mexico and thinking about what can Wikimedia do in Mexico and how is free knowledge important, not just in Mexico, but in Latin America. And that was fantastic. It was a wonderful experience. And similar in Cape Town, with like, what can Wikimedia do and be in Africa? This was a little bit different. This was, what can the Swedish community offer to the global Wikimedia movement? Does that make any sense?
It does make sense, and it's very interesting to hear that point of view. I'm just going to have one final question, since I have to add to all the special interviews I had here. What do you hope that the other Wikimedians, the other participants of this, take with them home, and what is in their mind and what they are about to do in the next few weeks and months? What are your hopes and dreams that this Wikimania leads to?
I think three things. One is the sense of community, knowing that you are connected to all these other people who share the same values. Because when you're doing very difficult work, when you're doing life-changing work or world-changing work, it's hard. And, you know, somebody just as I walked in, Vasya, from the Central European community, she handed me a sticker for 100 Wiki Days that said, when you get tired, learn to rest, not to quit. And I thought that was really important. And so I hope, you know, as you leave Wikimania, you have a sense of the community that keeps you committed and excited about being part of it. The second thing that I would say is an understanding that this community, I guess it's kind of the first thing, which is like, this community is here for you. So we had two Turkish Wikimedians here at Wikimania, and the community was, everyone that I talked to that wanted to know about Turkey really wanted to know, how are the Turkish Wikimedians doing? And anybody, I was standing next to a few of them, or next to them, and people come and be like, oh my gosh, you're from Turkey, how are you doing? I hope that they left, and I hope that everyone leaves with a sense of your community cares about you. And then the third thing I would say is, I talked a lot about trust in my closing remarks. The trust that we need as a community to take on difficult issues, the trust that we need as a community to challenge ourselves to be a better version of who we are, and then the trust that we need to go out and do the difficult work that makes an impact in the world. And trust is hard. It has to be earned. It's not a given. Some people are trusting by nature. Other people, you really need to demonstrate to them why they should trust you. I hope that people walk away from this Wikimania with a sense of trust in one another, a confidence that we are here in good faith. We might disagree, we might sometimes come into conflict about our ideas about how Wikimedia should work or how articles should be written, or, you know, even a very specific word in a sentence in an article. That's okay, as long as we're polite and respectful. But most importantly, behind and underpinning all of that, we can only do that work if we trust in the other's intentions. So I hope that trust is an expanding circle that we can bring outward in our communities, in our mission, and in our lives.
That are some wonderful hopes and dreams. I do hope they come true. Thank you, Catherine, for taking the time to talk to Wikipedia Podden, and I will let you go back up to the party.
Oh, no, thank you so much. I'm so glad that we spotted each other, and I was I'm delighted to be able to have this opportunity, truly. Thank you.
This was a special episode of Wikipedia Podden. My name is Jan Einarli, and I will soon be back here again.